Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday morning schedule. I do appreciate that. And she's normally sitting in the corner chair over there in the office and just sort of watching or listening on the radio back at the office. But today, Katie Gallagher, our guest to start off the show. Katie is the PR queen. Is that the title?
Public relations specialist.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Out there at she's out at St. Peter's Health, and she's one of the folks who helps us line up guests from out there every month. So we definitely appreciate all of her hard work. It's been a few months since you've been in here, though, actually.
It has, and now I'm in the hot seat.
I know. See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You pass off responsibilities to Jackie, and now when we need somebody to come in, it's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's good.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got to get you a mug now.
True.
Yeah.
I actually have like 3 or 4.
I know, you're building up
a
collection.
Collector. Yes.
Yeah, so we got to get you a new red mug, though. But yeah, it's good to see you again. We missed you. And I think people probably have a pretty good idea of what you do in terms of PR. I mean, we can kind of make a pretty good educated guess, but what does your day-to-day job look like there at the hospital?
Yeah, so at the hospital, at St. Peter's Health, I'm largely responsible for a lot of the internal communications. So we are now up over 1,500 employees.
Wow.
Up at St. Peter's, and there is a lot going on. I know every month we come in here and we talk about all the change happening at St. Peter's, and we need to communicate that change with both the community and our staff. And so that's...
And a big staff.
Yes,
I mean,
a big staff.
It's growing. I mean, how many folks have been added in the last, you know, I don't know, 6-8 months? That's a lot.
Yeah, don't quote me on the exact numbers, but I think over the past about 18 months it's over 150 employees.
Wow.
And so that's everybody from environmental services staff who are cleaning patient rooms, cleaning the emergency department, to a number of new providers. Just this summer we have a handful of new physicians who are joining our team. So it's a diverse staff and it's a big staff, and so communicating all the change that's happening is a big job, but it's also communicating with the community and really telling the stories of what's going on at our local health system.
So you really have, you almost have two jobs, right? I mean, inside the building, you have to make sure that everybody's communicating with everybody else so that things flow right.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, otherwise things, one department doesn't realize that they're doing the same thing somebody else is, or they're doing something that's rowing in the wrong direction from somebody else. And because there's so many people, you've got to have that good communication.
Exactly. And we have a great team. So it's not just me. We definitely have a whole team up there who is working on this. But if you think about it, you know, you have staff who log into a computer very rarely to look at their email. You know, they're out on the floor, they're caring for patients. And then you have people like me, paper pushers, who live and die by their email.
Right.
And so it's a real challenge to figure out with a huge, diverse staff how to best communicate with everybody.
Well, and then you have to figure out, how do I filter that out to the public? Because the way that you communicate internally is not the way that you communicate externally. And even if it is the same message, you have to sort of share it differently, right? For us to actually understand what you're talking about.
Definitely, especially in the medical field. I was just talking to Jen when we came this morning. You know, there's a lot of terminology out there. There's a lot of different specialties that the general public, you know, it's confusing. And there's a lot of different things out there in the medical field that you have to translate so that people understand.
So what is your background? I mean, is it PR? Is it medicine? Which one have you had to learn?
Yeah, I had to learn the medicine side,
okay,
for sure. My background is in PR, and actually I did emergency and disaster preparedness for years. So I definitely shifted a few years ago. But my background is PR. My master's degree is in communications, and this is my first job, honestly, in healthcare. And so it's been a learning curve, and I'm definitely continuing to learn every single day. There is so much to learn, and it's really exciting to be at St. Peter's, where there is so much change and there is so much going on.
Yeah,
and being able to really increase the communication internally and with the community.
But that, I suppose, makes it easier, makes the message a little clearer, because you have to make sure that you understand the message in order to get it to us, which is sort of diluting it and making sure it's accessible for us, because you have to understand it.
Definitely. And again, Jennifer and I were talking when I came in, and I was asking her all different questions about trauma. I probably questions that, you know, the same questions that a high schooler would ask her if she went to present at a class. But I definitely am asking clinicians questions all day, every day, so that I can distill that message down to the community.
That's going to make it fun, though, because you're learning stuff constantly.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Yeah.
It's exciting for me to be able to bring in media partners into the hospital and do tours of the dialysis unit and learn about all the different things that happen in dialysis and why dialysis is important. And I'm sitting right alongside them learning just as much.
Katie Gallagher is our guest to start off the show today. She's the PR specialist out there at St. Peter's Health. And you get to get involved in all the fun, which is where Family Fun Fest comes into our chat today, right?
Yes.
That's something that, I guess, what is Family Fun Fest? Explain that to folks.
So Family Fun Fest is, we like to call it, Helena's premier health and wellness event. It's been happening for over a decade. This year it will be Saturday, August 10th, down at the Great Northern Town Center. And so it starts with a fun run. It's a 1K around Centennial Park.
Which is like, what, like 8/10 of a mile?
Yeah, than a mile. So just if you think about the paved paths in Centennial Park, it's basically one big loop around the park. And that is for youth to participate in, and parents definitely can run along. The top three people who finish the race, the first three, get a special prize from Capital City Health Club. And then after all the runners finish, they then go into Great Northern Town Center, and there's a whole host of activities and vendors for the whole family to enjoy.
Okay. So this is happening on August 10th. That's Saturday. Kicks off at, is it 9 o'clock with the fun run?
So the 8:30? Fun run starts at 9, okay. But we encourage people to get there a little bit early. We do have Zumba warm-ups from folks over at the YMCA, and it's good to kind of get warmed up before you go out and run. And so we encourage people to come around 8:30, 8:45, especially if you don't register for the event ahead of time. It's good to get there a little bit early so you can register and get set up.
See, I think I have to pick. I have to do either the Zumba warm-up or the actual run. Like, I don't think I can't handle both. So this is, again, it's August 10th. What are folks going to see there sort of additionally? Because there is the fun run that sort of is the event that kicks it off, but that's not it. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah. So if you picture the Great Northern Town Center from that tunnel area where you go from Centennial Park into the Great Northern Town Center, all the way down to Cinemark Theater, basically, it is lined with activities and vendors. So Exploration Works is open for free of charge from 10 to noon for any community member. The carousel will be open from 9:30 to 11:30 free of charge. And then there's other vendors. We're going to have a bounce house available. The fire truck is down there. The ambulance will have photo booths. And Jen will talk a little bit about the free helmets that will be available for kiddos. And so it's just a wide variety of activities. And the one thing we really emphasize with all the vendors that come out, nonprofit groups that are focused on health and wellness in the community, is to have a fun activity. Mm-hmm. It's great to come and get your resources and learn about the organization, but we really want our organizations who participate to have a fun activity for kids and families to engage in and even learn something that they can take back to their homes and do in their homes to encourage activity.
Katie Gallagher from St. Peter's Health is our guest this morning. We're talking Family Fun Fest is coming up on Saturday, August 10th. And what is the goal? I mean, what's the hope that people go home with after this?
Yeah, so I like to break it down and say that we host the event for two main reasons. One, everything is entirely free. We want this event to be accessible to the entire community. We don't want money to be a barrier for people to be able to participate. So it's a great partnership with Pacific Source Health Plans to make this happen, as well as a number of other organizations. But, you know, a lot of times I'm a new parent and I go out, and everywhere I go, I feel like I'm taking out my wallet. And, you know, I know we live in Montana. We can go hiking and there's great things to do in the outdoors. But oftentimes I feel like I'm paying for a lot of activities. And so that's our goal, is to offer a few hours of family fun on a Saturday morning. And the other goal, again, is that health and wellness aspect. So I was looking up stats before I came in this morning, and according to the American Heart Association, children between 8 and 18 spend over 7 hours a day in front of screens. And that's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And I think about my screen time and I'm like, I think I'm even over that. But the other stat that goes along with that is the CDC, 1 in 5 school-age children are obese. And so the goal is to figure out ways to encourage families to be active, to have fun together and be active together.
Yeah. And do people need to register ahead of time? I suppose for the run, they probably should, though they don't have to?
They don't have to. So we encourage folks to register by August 1st. That's our registration deadline. If you register ahead of time, you can pick up your t-shirt and your race packet and all your information at Pacific Source ahead of time. So you can just come race day and go. But you can come and not register. You might not get a t-shirt, but you can definitely participate in all the activities. But we really encourage registration. You'll get reminders and other useful information.
Okay. And that t-shirt is then what gets kids free into X-Works, right?
Yep, X-Works and the carousel.
Okay, fantastic. So make sure that you register so you can get that t-shirt and go enjoy those two places, because they're both fantastic.
Definitely, and we've had great partnerships with them to keep their doors open, to allow kids to come in and enjoy those area attractions for no cost.
Yeah, and this is something that's been around for a little while now. How important an event is this for the community in your mind?
I think it's an important event. Like I said, there's a lot. Helena has a ton of great events. And, we, you know, Alive at 5, we know that there's so much going on in this community. But to have an event where everything is free, you know, there's free water, free food, free activities for the family. It's just a fun event. And the partnerships are great. Again, we couldn't do it without Pacific Source Health Plans. But it's also the people like the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana, which Jennifer will talk about, and other organizations that come out and donate their time to share healthy information. Our nutrition services folks are out there. And if you're a parent and you're like, my kid isn't eating vegetables, right. I mean, I'm dealing with that right now, right? I have a 1.5-year-old and I'm like, she won't eat broccoli and spits
I won't
it
either.
Out, right? That's... Yeah, like how do you get my kid?
President Bush didn't have to eat it. Yeah, I don't either. Right? That's what I decided.
And so we have a lot of our clinical leaders out there, and this is a time to ask them questions too. They'll be out there making ants on a log, which is a great way to encourage your kid to eat celery. They get some peanut butter as well, and it's a fun activity that you can do with them. And so it's things like that that can, you know, it's face-to-face time with clinicians in our community that you can ask your questions as well.
So for folks who maybe haven't been before, I mean, I think you already answered it, but why should they give this a shot? I mean, it seems like sort of because there's a little something for everybody.
And it's fun. The Bighorn hockey team is out there playing street hockey with kids. There's a dunk tank. We have a snow cone machine. There's a money machine that Montana Radio Company actually provides. So I think it's probably over 24 local businesses donate gift cards, and there's like $1 bills floating around. But you can get in a money machine and get gift cards and cash, and Helena Photography sets up a photo booth. So it is just a fun time. They can jump on board a fire truck or an ambulance. So I would say that's kind of the number one reason, is you can go and not open your wallet and have a really good time with your kids.
And super easy to find. It's all going to be, if folks don't necessarily want to do the run, if that's not their thing, but they just want to go and check out all the other stuff. Yep. I mean, it's going to be easy to find. It's all just down in the Great Northern Town Center area.
Yep, definitely. So the fun fair basically starts from 9 to noon. And so it's just a morning event. I encourage people to go check out the farmer's market and then come over, or start at the Family Fun Fest and go to the farmer's market. But you cannot miss it. There's road closures down there and stuff.
Helena's going to be a little busy on that Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Downtown and Great Northern Town Center are going to be packed.
Yeah, definitely. But it can be a fun day.
Is there somewhere
family.
Where people can go find out more information about this?
Yeah, definitely on our website. So sphealth.org has the registration form. You can also find it on our Facebook page, which has a direct link to the registration form. If you have any questions, you can call our office at 447-2847, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have. If you're a local nonprofit organization who's listening and you're interested in having a table and an activity, please give us a call as well.
Okay. Katie Gallagher with St. Peter's Health, our guest to start off the show. We put her in the chair on this side of the mic this time. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, Troy.
Yeah, you should look up, do something in PR.
Yeah.
You communicate very well.
Well, thank you.
We've got Jennifer Lamberson coming up after this on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back in. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking with Coffee Break this morning. And the grand finale for the day is Jen Lambertson. Jen is the trauma coordinator out at St. Peter's Health. Jen, thanks for coming in. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Explain to us what the trauma coordinator does. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think most people aren't quite sure what that means when we say that. So I am a registered nurse, and most of my career has been in the emergency department. But now as the trauma coordinator, my role is to evaluate the care that all of our patients, trauma patients, experience. And that's from pre-hospital, our hospital, if we transfer them out to another facility or admit them to our facility. It's really looking at the whole spectrum of care of these patients.
Okay, so that's a big umbrella for you.
Yeah, and I get to work with all of the providers across the disciplines. So I work with the surgeons, I work with the emergency physicians, I work with the nurses, I work with all of our hospitalists, everybody. It's really a great team, our pediatricians.
So how long have you been doing that? When did you kind of shift over into that?
Sure. So a little under a year and a half I've been in this role.
Okay. And what have you found since making that move? Because there's always something like, yeah, I could do that. And then you get in it and there's some realizations that happen, right? I mean, what have you discovered about this role that you didn't know before?
Wow. It's a lot more than I maybe thought at first. There's a lot of looking at every fine detail of the care, down from like time of arrival, like times that thing we do things. And there's a lot more at a desk than more at the bedside. So It's not really providing care, direct care to the patients, but really more evaluating the care kind of after it's happened.
Sure. And obviously still, I mean, while I know you're not, as you said, you're not directly providing that care, it can still be a pretty stressful job, right? I mean, there's a lot involved there. So what do you do to kind of keep focused and sort of avoid getting, I guess, emotionally drained? Because I imagine it can be tough.
Sure. So I think knowing the outcomes and being involved in making improvements, so performance improvement and having better outcomes, is really the joy of the job. And knowing that I had a role in helping develop maybe new guidelines or new practices or educating somebody in order for us to get better patient outcomes is really kind of heartwarming and helps to kind of get through any of the challenges that there might be.
Yeah. Well, and it's got to be tough a little bit because it's sort of like going from a player to a coach, right? Because you don't have the hands-on now. Sure. You've got to direct other people and say, this is what I need you to do for me. It's got to be a little different.
It is. It is different. And, you know, initially I was thinking, well, I'm helping direct ER nurses and I am an ER nurse and it's going to just go so smooth. Everything's going to work just how I want. And really, it's hard to implement new changes. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the changes involve more work. Mm-hmm. And that's also hard, too, is we're always adding more work with no more time added. Right. So we're asking the nurses to do more things or more timely, and you're not really giving them any extra time to do these things. So it is a challenge kind of balancing those.
Jen Lambertson is our guest this morning to finish out the show. She is the trauma coordinator out at St. Peter's Health. You came in today. We are mostly going to be talking about the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana. Can you explain to us what that's all about? What is the Brain Injury Alliance?
Sure. So the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana is the only nonprofit organization in Montana that's dedicated solely to helping individuals and families that have been impacted by brain injury. So traumatic brain injury is a public health issue and it's preventable. And the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana works to help these brain injury survivors, their families, and caregivers connect the dots to what resources there are available for them.
So where does St. Peter's come in? I mean, obviously with the actual trauma itself, that makes sense. But as far as the Brain Alliance, where do you come in? How does that partnership look like?
Sure. So for the past couple years, our St. Peter's Health Trauma Department has partnered with Brain Injury Alliance of Montana to give out free helmets at the Family Fun Fest, which will be August 10th this year from 9 to 12. And so we fit the helmets for the kids to make sure that they're properly fitted and provide them free of charge. And we'll have over 200 helmets to give out this year. And it would be partnered with Brain Injury Alliance. We'll be there. And they'll also have bike safety information that we can talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and brain injury is something that I suppose sort of pushed into the spotlight in recent years, particularly in sports, right? But you don't have to be a football player or soccer player to suffer a brain injury like that.
That's correct. So actually, Montana toggles between the second and third state in the nation per capita for traumatic brain injury related deaths. And in addition to those, the ones that survive, it's estimated that there's 33 Montanans per day that sustain some type of head injury or brain injury and then live. And so really that comes from maybe sports, but also from ATV riding, bicycle accidents, skateboarding, and rollerblading, motorcycles. So there's lots of different things that can cause those injuries, but bike safety is kind of one of them that we look at.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I mean, I guess that's where summer comes in, right? Because we're all just so much more active and out there and doing things. And in many cases, helmets, something we shouldn't just ignore, right?
Sure.
I mean, sometimes it seems like maybe it's unnecessary or frivolous, right? Like, I didn't wear a helmet when I was a kid. I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, too, we really want to encourage parents to be good role models. So for them to wear helmets when they're engaging in these activities, because unfortunately, they come in as traumas as well. Parents that have had accidents and maybe don't go as well as they thought, and they weren't wearing their helmet, and they have worse injuries than they could have had if they were wearing one. So we want to encourage parents to wear their helmets, to then get kids to wear their helmets and keep wearing their helmets in any activities that they're doing. We can't prevent crashes from happening, but we can prepare for if there was one by wearing a helmet and being safe.
Yeah. So how often are we seeing injuries come into St. Peter's where a helmet would have at least mitigated, maybe prevented an injury?
Definitely happens on a regular basis, and more in the summer. We have more injuries in the summer months. So from June until August are kind of our big kind of times. And then again, in the winter, don't forget about helmets in the winter. We have quite a few ski accidents and stuff that come in where helmets could have helped protect for different winter activities as well. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that in 2017, there were 783 bicycle accidents that where people were killed across the United States. And again, Montana is, you know, toggling between the second and third highest. So we really do have a lot of these injuries that are happening, and wearing a helmet that's properly fitting is shown to reduce the head injuries related to bicycle accidents by 85% and brain injuries by up to 88%.
So when we're seeing these injuries come in to the hospital, is it typically concussion, or I mean, what do we see?
Sure. We see concussions. We also see scalp lacerations. We see skull fractures. You know, we even see kind of some brain bleeds and different things. So it can be as minor as a concussion, if you want to call a concussion, you know, minor, because those we have seen in a lot of more recent data how detrimental those are as well, mm-hmm. all the way down to something super significant where we're needing to send them to a level one facility or level two facility and have, they could sustain lifelong damage.
So what actually, obviously it's individual to the case, right? And
sure.
to what happened, but what happens to the brain, to the head when we're talking head injuries like that?
Sure. So let's say you're not wearing your helmet and you, again, it depends on the type of crash. So mm-hmm. somebody falling off of their bicycle and hitting the curb compared to somebody being hit by a car, right? You're different levels of energy that are kind of involved in that crash. But someone that, let's just say, falls off their bicycle and hits their head. What happens is if you're not wearing your helmet, your skull is going to hit the concrete or whatever it is first and immediately come to a stop. Your brain is inside of your skull, kind of has a little bit of wiggle room. And so that can cause a traumatic kind of forward shift in whatever direction and then back. And it can cause a lot of injury. Whereas when you're wearing your helmet, most helmets are made out of some type of styrofoam like material. If that helmet hits first, it's going to actually absorb most of the energy and even crush a little bit, which slows down the time that your head has to come to that stop. So it really extends that time mm-hmm. so your head doesn't come to an abrupt stop.
Right. So wearing a helmet, step one, right? But it's also important, like you mentioned, it has to fit right.
Correct.
And it has to be a good helmet. We don't want to go, we're not bargain hunting necessarily on helmets, right?
And if you... get in a crash, you know, if your helmet sustained some type of impact, you really want to get a new one.
Yeah.
So it needs to fit properly, and there's lots of information on there. And again, at the Family Fun Fest, myself, the trauma coordinator at St. Pete's, and our trauma department, as well as the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana, will be there to help teach about fitting helmets and how to properly fit a helmet and make sure that your kid has a properly fitting helmet as well for that day if you're interested, for free.
Yeah, so we've got about 2 minutes left. Can you give us a couple tips on how to make sure that helmet fits right, maybe one or two tips, and then maybe just a tip on other safety measures that we can take?
Sure. So for a properly fitting helmet, you want to make sure that when you can actually take a soft measuring tape and you can measure around the forehead and around the head of your child, around the back, and that can tell you the size that you're looking at for if you have to go somewhere to pick up one. Or otherwise, what you want to know is that the helmet is kind of fit in place, not too much wiggle room. When you attach the straps, if the child opens their mouth, it should really move that helmet forward, and okay, meaning that it's tight right there around that chin, and you don't want any extra space in between. So they do come normally with extra pads, so you can add the pads into the helmet if you needed to kind of make it a little bit more secure.
So it's like life jackets. I mean, we want that thing to be snug. You can't have it bouncing around,
right,
just because the kid says it's more comfortable.
Right. You don't want it bouncing around, because then it's going to move its place when you get in a crash.
Yeah. So this is all, once again, Family Fun Fest. It's going on in the Great Northern Town Center. It's on Saturday, August 10th. The fun run starts at 8:30. Is that right? Ballpark?
Yeah. Starts at 9, but you get there at 8:30.
Yeah. Let's say 8:30, because that's that way people show up on time. Yeah, get down there at 8:30. Sign up ahead of time. Make sure you get your T-shirt. And then the kiddos get to get into X-Works. They get to get into the carousel for free. And if you haven't been down into the carousel since it reopened, go down there, check that out. It's fantastic. And, you know you missed it over the summer. Go down there and check out the carousel. And then check out all the cool events going on downtown. Go see Jen and get a good-fitting helmet.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be there for, right?
That's right. And I do want to just thank our sponsors that have helped us this year so far in providing over 200 free helmets. And that would be Capital Collision Center off of Euclid, as well as Montana Medical Transport, both providing free helmets.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.